O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in the gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Welcome to the show tonight. I'm your host, Nicholas Pesca. This is Radio Nation 14, happening right now. The anthem you just heard there was, of course, the United States National Anthem. That was there sung by an 11-year-old at the time, Christina Aguilera. And if anybody was watching the Super Bowl last Sunday, you would have known that she screwed up the anthem on the biggest stage of her career. Well, at least in my opinion, anyway. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about Clara Hughes, Olympic athlete, Canadian, of course, and her battle with depression. Also, we're going to be doing some usual things here in the show. We're going to be talking about sports news, and our featured artist tonight is from New Jersey, and I will reveal his name later. So to get things kicked off for the show, the Green Bay Packers win Super Bowl 45, and as I mentioned earlier, Christina Aguilera screws up the national anthem. If you didn't see the game, it's actually a very, very interesting game. It's a very close game. I was cheering for Green Bay all the way, and the Steelers totally made a game of it. Green Bay went up big in the first half, but it was Steelers all the way through till right to the very end, and Green Bay got lucky, and Aaron Rodgers showed a lot of poise in the pocket. He showed a lot of poise just in general, and I was very happy to see him win. I have to admit, in the last 7 or so years, the Super Bowl has gotten a lot better. I can remember being in high school watching it, and we would always watch the Super Bowl, and we'd always watch the Grey Cup. And the Grey Cup would be far more exciting in terms of games to play and to watch, so because they were so close, and now the Super Bowl sort of caught up to that. So, in honor of Christina Aguilera's little mess-up, I'm going to actually play for you the clip of her singing the national anthem and where she screwed it up. And in case you don't know where she went wrong, she repeated the first stanza in the second line with a twist. She went, "So what proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming became what so proudly we watched at the twilight's last gleaming." Instead, she sung with, "O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming." And it's funny to watch the reactions in this, so I'm going to play the clip for you right now and take a listen.
At the twilight's last gleaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in that gave proof through the night.
So there you go. You heard the little mistake there, and I will play it again for you just really quickly in case you missed it. It is kind of an interesting little flub up there, and to be fair to her, it is a big stage, and she is a performer, but everybody does make mistakes, and I've gone on YouTube and Twitter and seen all this crap about rape, like, just reaming on her, and it's not really fair. I mean, yeah, you're in the public eye, so you're gonna get the heat, but I just really don't think, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't agree with these people who go and make a YouTube account and have to criticize everything. They gotta criticize every single thing out there. And that's fine. I mean, it's freedom of speech. But, you know, when you get, like, you know, you get so into it, you got to film yourself on YouTube and make a thing out of it. Like, to me, that's just a little much. And just over the national anthem. Okay, and I know it's the national anthem, and it is, you know, people make mistakes. I mean, if she did that to the Canadian national anthem, you know, I'd be kind of upset, but I wouldn't, you know, go to the extreme lengths to say, you're a complete idiot, you suck at singing, because I bet you most people don't even know the national anthem. And in fact, I'm going to get the video for you next week, but Jimmy Kimmel does a thing where he goes out with his cousin Saul, and they ask how many people know the words to the national anthem, and not a lot of people do. So I mean, there you go. So here, take a listen once again.
We watched at the twilight's last reaving, and the rocket's red glare, their bombs bursting in air.
So there you go, and one more time for anybody who's just kind of tuning in now. We're talking about Christina Aguilera and her little national anthem flub up. So here, you take a listen once again and see if you can notice it.
Bright stars through the perilous fight, so proudly we watched at the twilight's last reaving, and the
So there you have it. There's her mistake, and it's too bad for her. I feel really bad for her on that one because I think that was, you know, pretty obvious mistake there. And I guess good for her for keep going for going on. And yeah, that just sucks if you ask me. But hey, and it's funny because watching the video here, there's like a guy on the Packers, and his face just looks like he's just so stunned. He's like, "What was that? That wasn't the word." So funny about that. And it's kind of sad because that's all that's kind of been talked about. And really, it should be the Packers and their big win. So congratulations to Aaron Rodgers. And one other thing before I move on to what I'm talking about. I was disappointed with Terry Bradshaw's. He went up and interviewed Aaron Rodgers right away when he was holding the Vince Lombardi trophy. And he said, you know, you're in the shadow of Bart Starr and Brett Favre, and now you've done it. And he's talking about, like, why are you bringing up Brett Favre? I just don't understand. Like, I know, Terry, you have this thing where you just say whatever you want and it doesn't matter, but honestly, like, the guy doesn't need to be reminded of Brett Favre. He just won the Vince Lombardi trophy. Leave him alone. Let him enjoy the moment. Ask him something else. Don't ask him about Brett Favre. That's ridiculous. That's just stupid. And that's how I feel about that. And I was kind of disappointed with that. And I was disappointed with the halftime show. The Black Eyed Peas, I thought they could have done a way better job. So that's my little rant on the Super Bowl. Anyway, in NHL and sports news, as we always talk about here on the show, Devils goaltender Martin Brodeur is expected to be day-to-day with a sprained right knee. Suffered the knee in an injury during the first period of the Devils' 4-1 win over Montreal. And Boston Bruins forward Mark Savard is gone for the rest of the season with yet another concussion. And there are questions remaining about whether he'll actually retire from hockey. This is his second concussion in the season, and I believe it is fourth or fifth overall, and that's a lot for one guy to have. And he's just been victim of some vicious hits, so we hope him for the best for him. After the break, we're going to talk about some of the stranger events in the world of news and stuff, and as we always try to do here on the show, we try to talk about news that you don't necessarily hear on your day-to-day radio stations or read in the newspaper, because, you know, why would you be listening to this for news if you're actually gonna hear the same thing that you can read in the Globe and Mail? So we try to do some funny stuff here, so you're gonna hear that coming right up just after the little musical break. And the music sort of is tributed to Valentine's Day. I know a lot of girls out there are listening, and it is the 8th of February, but, you know, next show will come after Valentine's Day, so we're going to do a little thing for Valentine's Day, and there we go.
Looking for nothing but a good time, and it don't get better.
Just like I knew you would.
Like I knew you would.
We're shaking it up, baby.
Welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. 7:52 here in the studio. Gonna get to some strange news for you. Police in Guelph, Ontario, were called to a home after receiving reports of an unwanted entry. When the officers arrived, they found a 1.5-year-old doe living in their room. A U.S. cattle farmer is seeing triplets after his mixed-breed cow, itself a triplet, gave birth to 3 calves. Nosy, Rosie comes from a long line of animals known for producing multiples. Its owner, David Jones, told the Jonesboro Sun newspaper. A California man died last month after a rooster with a knife strapped to its limb stabbed him in the leg, authorities said. The Bakersfield Californian reports that Jose Luis Ochoa, 35, died in hospital on January 30th. He reportedly waited about 2 hours before he sought medical attention. And finally, Malaysian police said on Tuesday that they were investigating the disappearance of more than 700,000 ultra-thin condoms that went missing in transit between Malaysia and Japan. Sagami Rubber Industries said last week that the shipment was loaded into a container at its factory in northern Malaysia. but it was empty with the locks replaced when it arrived in Tokyo. When we return after the quick break, we're going to talk about Clara Hughes, Olympic athlete, Canadian hero, and her battle with depression. Many of you didn't know that, including myself, who about a week and a half ago saw an ad for Bell Canada, and it's a Let's Talk, and it's a great ad, and it features her in it. And so we'll be talking about that. So coming up next, we're going to play Casey and the Sunshine Band and one other song, and then we'll get right back into it. You're listening to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pascod.
Me a sip on the jug, girl, bounce it like that, 'cause him love to hear me rhyme. So me tell her you fine, and me want me and her fi combine. Give her the time, it will combine in and out. She's living on cloud nine. To the head, be a shot to the deck and feel fine. To the head, be a shot to the deck and feel fine. XP's in the girls over easy, we ever go and keep it light. None of them can't block me, show stop me, don't matter how them do. Girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side.
Welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott. It's 8 o'clock here in the studio. I understand that's a bit loud for people to hear, so I'm going to just tune that down. Tune my mic down just a bit for you here. There we go. Sounds a bit better. All right, so we're going to talk about Clara Hughes, and she's a Canadian Olympic athlete. If you didn't know, she's one of the only athletes, if not, I believe, the only athlete from Canada, anyway, to win an Olympic gold medal in Olympic medal in both summer and winter games. She's been featured on the Canadian 25-cent quarter, and she's been actively involved with the Right to Play organization, an organization that helps people from less fortunate areas of Canada and gives them the opportunity to play. Canadian Tire is a big sponsor of this as well. What many people don't know about this legendary icon is that she has been battling with depression for a long time now. In an interview with Ron McLean, she talks about her experiences with depression. For me personally, it was after 1996 Olympics, which was my first Olympics experience, and a phenomenal experience as an athlete. I went to my first games and I did two cycling races and I won two bronze medals. It was when she was living in Hamilton, Ontario during the winter of 1996-1997 that she began having some serious mental and emotional problems. She thought it was just the Olympic letdown that everyone talks about, but soon she knew it was more than just a letdown. It was something very, very serious. By the time December and January rolled around, I was literally crying every day and not knowing why. I was sleeping a tremendous amount and always feeling exhausted, and it was really affecting my training. When she asked where she went for help, she replied with, "I went to a national team camp," and that's when one of the national team doctors met with me for a physical. She asked how things were going, and I just started crying. She realized that she had to change the way she trained and that she had to push herself in a different way. That whatever she was doing before was obviously not working and helping her now. Hughes decided to go public with her struggles thanks in part to Bell Canada and their mental health initiative called Let's Talk, a program that is designed to encourage victims of mental health issues to speak openly and freely. Hughes wanted to be a part of this immediately. "I just felt like maybe I can talk about this, that maybe it's going to open up some kind of dialogue and make people feel that it's okay to go through something like this." Since then, Hughes is shocked with the amount of support she has gotten and with how many people have come up to her and told her about their own personal stories of depression or anxiety. When asked about what advice she would give to those who may be suffering from the illness and suffering in silence, she said the most important thing to do is to talk to somebody. And that's the remarkable story on Clara Hughes, a Canadian icon and an Olympic hero, and someone who we should all be very, very proud of. And I think it's important that we keep up to date with these stories. And I totally agree with Clara Hughes, because I think it is key that we be open about these issues. And it is something that needs to be addressed. Lots of people go through things, and, you know, whether they want to share it or not is up to them. But we need to be aware of that there are people out there who struggle every day, and that you know, we should welcome them with open arms and not be rejecting and saying, oh, well, you're wrong for feeling like that, when really it's just an uncontrollable feeling, as Claire Hughes has outlined in her interview. It's a great interview. You can find more on www.cbc.ca. Just look up Claire Hughes and depression, or go on Google and look up Claire Hughes and depression. And I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful written article, and I think it's a great interview, and I'm very, very proud to have featured this part of my show. So when we get back, it's 8:03. We're going to play some more music for you. When we get back, we're going to do the featured artist of the show of the week, and we're going to get right down to the end of the show. And I once again thank everybody for listening. It's 8:04 here in Toronto, Ontario. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod, kicking it off with some more great music.
Looking out the
All right, here, this next song, excuse me, sorry about the mic delay, it's 8:15 here on Radio Nation. Next song is a request for a good friend of mine named Leo out in Ottawa. It's Dire Straits' Walk of Life, so here it is for you, buddy. Welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. Last song there was Gypsy by Jesse Cook. All right, so the final part of our show, as always, here on Radio Nation, is we like to do a thing where we promote younger artists and artists and stuff like that that, you know, don't get a chance to be heard on the radio. So before we get into doing that, I'd like to announce that a band we had on the show quite some time ago, Rodrigo Wild, they're going to be playing here in Toronto at Rancho Relaxo on Sunday, February 20th. That's at 300 College Street. So once again, Rodrigo Wild will be playing at Rancho Relaxo, 300 College Street. The main intersection is College and Spadina. If you want to get a hold of me to find out more information about tickets and that sort of thing, you let me know on Facebook, www.facebook.com/radionation.ca. Or you can just check out Rodrigo Wild on Facebook and get a hold of them. Get a hold of Leo. He's a good guy, and he'll definitely hook you up. So to get in for tonight's Artist of the Week, and I apologize if I pronounce this wrong, but Solstius from Neptune, New Jersey. He prefers to be called an artist over a rapper, and he's 20 years old. He's been influenced by some of the bigger greats, such as Outkast, Eminem, Kanye West, and Biggie Smalls. So we're going to play two songs for him tonight. The first song is Mind Right, and it's he's featured in the song. It's by DJ Ja Madden. Personally, this is my favorite one of the songs that I listened through that he had on his MySpace page, which you can check out at www.myspace.com/y1ambitious, and one is just the letter one, the letter one. Wow, I've been watching too much Celebrity Jeopardy, but yeah, the number one, and check it out. It's a great, great artist, and I know some. He's probably listening right now, so I do apologize if I pronounced your name wrong. That is my fault, and if you want to correct that for me, I'd be more than happy to come on the air and do another little feature for you. And, so we're going to play, hopefully get it going, Mind Right by DJ Ma featuring Solstius. So here it is, and hopefully this works out. All right, it appears we're having some technical difficulties for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. They seem to be working earlier in the program. So we're just going to get that quickly straightened out if we can. And we're going to just play a song while we do that. So we're going to play a song by an artist we featured here once on the show before. It's called In the Zone by Jabari. So I apologize to all the listeners out there. So we're going to be playing that song first while I try to get this sorted out.
The guitar string scream. I'm thinking of some things. Something's on my mind, so I hop in the whip, shut the door and hit recline. Make sure I'm comfortable, yet I'm still aware. Open the sunroof and put the smoke in the air. Hope you're not trying to reach me, I just left out. I'm trying to rid my mind of some things that got me stressed out. Staring at the moon and how it shines so bright. Feeling clarity, you hearing me? Getting my mind right. Out here, independent, I don't need help. Sometimes you just want a little time to yourself, and I'm taking that. I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing, riding by myself at night, yeah. And I'm all alone, far away from home, don't ask me what I'm on, dog, I'm in the zone. Hold up, I'm feeling alright, just riding, vibing by myself at night, somebody calling my phone, I wish they'd leave me alone, I wanna be on my own, dog, I'm in the zone. Past the speed limit, but I don't care. Just grooving, moving, cruising in the air. Forgetting all worries, getting filled with hope. Forgetting about the bills, forgetting I'm really broke. I ain't thinking about gas, I ain't focused on ass. I ain't thought about gas, and to hell with the past. Man, damn them kids, motherfuck them pigs. And I'm trying not to think about my man doing the beer.
I'm getting rid of the headaches, no signs of exhaust. So far gone, ain't mad at the prick who cut me off. No reckless road rage, fade breezing in the wind. Can't nobody take me up out of the zone I be in, you know? I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing, riding by myself at night. And I'm all alone, far away from home. Don't ask me what I'm on, dog, I'm in the zone. Hold up, I'm feeling alright, just riding, vibing by myself at night. Somebody calling my phone, I wish they'd leave me alone. I wanna be on my own, dog, I'm in the zone. You know the feeling when you chilling, staying low to the ground. Ain't nobody surrounds, cause you don't want them around. You ain't trying to be found, people just don't know your vision. Tell them give you a round, now you on a solo mission. No worries at all, cause the flame's been purled. Relaxed and unattached, not a care in the world. If you don't know what I'm saying, you don't know the feeling, G. But if you want the same thing, let it wane. Cause you feeling me, whatever missed calls, you gon' get right back. But every now and again, this shit gets like that. When I don't want no company in front of me, this how I get down. I'm lost in the vibe and I don't ever wanna be found. I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing, riding by myself at night. And I'm all alone, far away from home. Don't ask me what I'm on, dog, I'm in the zone. Hold up, I'm feeling alright, just riding, vibing by myself at night. Somebody calling my phone, I wish they'd leave me alone. I wanna be on my own, dog, I'm in the zone.
All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. I apologize for technical difficulties there. You just heard Jabari in the Zone, a rapper I featured here on the show way back in the day from Chicago. So we're going to try again to play this song. I'm not sure what's going on, but the show's supposed to end really soon. So we're going to try to play that song, to be fair to him. And if not, and if you're listening or not, we will play it again next week for you because we're going to be on the show a little longer. But I apologize in advance for the delay. I don't know what's going on here in the studio, so just bear with me one more moment. We're going to try to get this to work. All right, it does appear as if we are having some permanent technical difficulties for the time being, so I apologize to you out there, Solstice. I will play the song again for you, and I'll do another more in-depth feature for you next week. I'm going to be doing it. I'll have another guest on as well, but I am certainly more than happy to redo this again for you. I'm not sure what's going on here in the studio. We just don't have the software to support playing the song on the internet right now, and I'm not sure why that is, because it worked earlier and now it's not working. But that seems to be the usual case here in the studio, this tiny little internet radio studio in Toronto, Ontario. So yes, I'm gonna play that again for you, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening. We're gonna end the show off with Black Eyed Peas' Where's the Love, song that they did feature in the Super Bowl at halftime show, disappointing halftime show. So here it is, Where's the Love.
Addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate hates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, Father, help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love is wrong, Why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, love been really gone, so I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Where's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love, the love.
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes it's no wonder why sometimes I'm done. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us, guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
All right, well, that's it for Radio Nation. We're 3 minutes over the time limit that we're supposed to have here on the show. I would like to thank everybody for listening. I apologize again to those who are expecting to hear some music from the Artist of the Week. That will be done next week. Next week on the show, I'm joined by DZ. She's a 12-year-old singer and guitarist, and she'll be joining me live in studio. The show will go a little longer. It'll probably go till 9:30 for everybody to get everybody in. And I hope everybody had a great past weekend, and I hope everybody has a great week. Thanks again for listening from Toronto, Ontario. I'm Nicholas Pescod, your host. Don't forget to check out the original soundtrack. Great show. Treble Talk as well. Great show in Redline Radio. Don't forget to check out those shows. And you can now find Radio Nation on Facebook a lot easier by going to www.facebook.com/radionation.ca. That's radionation.ca at the end of the Facebook part there. So, yeah, be sure to check out the page, like it, tell me what you think. And starting soon, we're going to have advertisements on the show, so get ready for some of that stuff. Anyways, guys, have a great night, and girls, and see you next week.